Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host, Adrian. And so it looks like we had a lot of listeners last night. We were talking about energetic healing, different types of deprogramming and healing with sacred geometry and the Geotran and the codes. I was kind of briefly going over what the programs mean and what are the programs and different things like that. But we don't have much time because we're starting kind of late. So let's go ahead with the first caller from the 505 for a psychic reading. Please state your name, where you're from.
Hi, thanks. My name is Patty, and I'm calling from Mexico. How are you?
Good. How can we help you?
So I've been dating, and I just met a new person, and just wondering, what can you tell me about him? I really like him. I really do. Not sure if you need more information.
Is he Hispanic?
No, he's Anglo.
He has dark skin, right?
Oh, no, he's blonde with blue eyes.
Yeah. So is he Caucasian?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Why am I picking up a Hispanic guy?
I don't even...
Is there a Hispanic guy that's around you that's interested in you?
Oh, that's my friend, my old boyfriend. Yeah, but, yeah, that's over. We're just friends.
Are you still talking to him?
Oh, yeah, we're good friends, but that's it.
Mm-hmm. And is there any relation between this guy and your last boyfriend, or?
Oh, no, not at all. No, they don't know each other.
Okay. Well, my guys are showing me to tell you to keep them away from each other for a reason. I don't know what reason, because I do feel like you're going to get closer to this guy, and the other guy you were dating is going to kind of get jealous. So I feel some conflict between the two, and I feel like there is a psychic cord that needs to be cut between you and this other guy in order for you and this other guy to connect. And that's why I think that's why Spirit's showing me you're this other guy. And I feel like energetically that's what's creating the block. Does that make sense?
It does, but we've been friends. I mean, we're friends. Or maybe it's the last, I mean, between this guy, this Hispanic, there has been, I dated another for like 9 months. Maybe that's the one. He's dark skin, but,
that's the one I'm seeing. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, but we're not together. I don't even know much about him. I don't even talk when he calls. I just don't talk to him.
No, sometimes you don't always have to be together, but energetically, it can affect you energetically to connect with somebody. Like it creates a block.
Okay.
The best thing I could think of is I can do some energetic work on you. All you have to do is just email me at pathfinder255@gmail.com. And
okay,
I will work on
Pathfinder?
255@gmail.com.
255@gmail. Okay. I wrote it down. Mm-hmm.
And I will use my code to deprogram you. So that way, anything energetic will not affect you with that connection.
Oh, I see. Okay, I appreciate that.
And that's the only way to break the cycle. We need to break the ties, break the cycle.
Okay, I see what you mean. And then I met this, so you say this new person looks like it's going to, like, I'm not saying he's the love of my life, but you think there's potential there?
Yes, I do.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's not that I met two new guys, and I kind of go out with both, but it's very new. And I like them both, but it's kind of new, so.
Right. It's a fresh start, you know. It's like the universe is giving you a fresh start to start over.
Uh huh.
It's like a transformation. So you are going through a transition with this person. And I feel like it will be, the communication part will be hard as far as communication, but I do see it working out down the future for you.
Oh, okay. I'm very quick. If I give you two initials, because there are two gentlemen, one starts with a J and the other starts with an H. I like them both. These are the new guys, but which one do you think it's like more suitable, so to say?
Okay, go ahead and give me the first name.
The first is Jeff with J,
yeah.
And the second is Henry with H.
Henry's more laid back. Jeff is kind of, he knows what he wants. He has a good head on his shoulders. But Jeff is his head's too much into the sky. It's like he's, they both have good, don't get me wrong, they both have good heads on their shoulders, but Henry is more laid back than Jeff is.
Uh-huh.
Jeff tends to lean towards more of the game playing, which I call checkerboard programming. And so he's he likes to play checkerboard with people. He likes to play games. And he wants to see the other person's move before you make your move. So, but once you get to the point where you win him over, then he doesn't want to play anymore. So he's not stable to the point of being in a relationship and having a commitment when it comes to you crossing his line. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Uh-huh.
But with Henry, Henry is more laid back. Henry can settle for things a lot more than what Jeff can, because Henry thinks things through. He sets priorities. He has goals. He's a little lazy, but he sets goals. He's kind of a handyman. He's kind of very creative. Hard worker. Very hard worker.
Yeah, wow. You got it right. Yeah. Amazing. You're very good.
Is that
So
good
you
for
think
you?
Henry is a better prospect than Jeff, in other words?
Yes.
Okay.
If I were to go with somebody, I'd go with Henry. But see, Henry's kind of boring. So, he could be adventurous, but he could be boring. And he's very uptight with his money.
Oh.
He has a lot of old school programming. So, he's not up to date with a lot of the things that are going on. So you kind of got to teach him. You got to help him. You got to lead him. He likes people to wait on him. But he's good with money. I see he's very good with finances. Now, Jeff, not so good.
Oh.
Jeff wants to see the world. Jeff wants to be in the world. He wants to explore the world.
Oh, my God. You are so good. You got it so right. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So,
yeah, the first is a businessman. Henry's a businessman. He's very successful. The other already kind of retired, and he travels like every month. He goes somewhere overseas. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's laid back. You know, he takes things easy. Enjoys life. Stubborn in his own way. But, you know, that comes from a lot of his old school thinking. He likes nature. When I pick up, he's a nature person.
Yeah.
But, it's just, you know, you gotta kind of weigh between the both of them because you gotta look at the pros and cons. Because Jeff is not so laid back like Henry is. And if you're looking for more like a laid-back kind of guy, that would be Henry. If you're looking for somebody that's kind of off the chart a little bit, that would be Jeffrey.
Yeah, okay.
He does have a good head on his shoulders. I do see that. You know, because he's trying to set goals for himself in the future is what I see.
Oh, which one? Sorry?
Jeffrey.
Oh, he wants to settle down, you think? Or in that room?
In the future, yeah. He wants to set goals.
Oh, okay.
But right now, it's about the checkerboard, so.
Wow, okay. Okay. Well, that was great. And I will send you an email about this other, the old boyfriend, so we get him out of the picture, because he seems to...
Okay.
Yeah.
The thing about Jeffrey is that he plays with people's emotions. He plays with their heart, and he doesn't realize that he's doing it, but he has done it, And it's not because of it's his intent. It's just because that's just the way he's been programmed. So what it is that he has this energy about him that is mischievous.
Oh, okay.
You see what I mean? He's like a fairy. And fairies are very mischievous. And the J represents heart hook programming. So that means that when they hook you into love, they break your heart. And that's what dragonflies do. But see, the dragonfly has a connection with the fairies. So that is Tinkerbell. That's called Tinkerbell program. That means that they're very mischievous people. But they play games and they can confuse you with the truth. You know, because that's what Tinkerbell does. She blows her her dust in your face. So it just basically confuses you, you know, to fall in love. That's how they hook you. Now, it has a lot to, now the dragonfly has a lot to do with the butterfly. Okay. So people, if you look at people and you start looking at them and you say, this guy is very beautiful, or this girl is very beautiful, they have what they call butterfly programming. So, you know, because butterflies are beautiful. But that's tied in with the dragonfly. See, they're all connected. So butterfly, okay. Dragonfly, and Tinkerbell.
Okay.
So if you look at it in that way, you won't get tripped up because you'll know how to identify which program the person, what they are.
Yeah.
A lot of times you probably won't, but, you know, because it's not something that they always activate either. Their program is not what they activate, so that they don't show it right off the bat. They show a smoke screen. It's what I call smoke screens, you know.
Huh. Yeah.
And then you realize that beauty fades, and once it fades, the butterfly turns into the dragonfly. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, totally. Uh-huh. Wow.
But that's just in nature. I mean, we're all connected to insects, and we're connected to the animals, and we all represent different things. Like, some people have what they call bear frequency. Some people have what they call lion frequency, and it's all a frequency. So they're basically animal totems.
Can you pick the frequency I have by any chance to see if it's compatible with these people, with this guy?
What's your first name?
Patricia.
Patricia?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you got bear frequency.
Wow.
I was talking about that. You got the bear. So that means you have a lot of strength. You're a caretaker. You think before you act. You think things out first. You do your research. You're a truth seeker. You prepare for the worst to come. And you protect your coven. You know, in other words, you protect your children. You protect the ones you love.
Yeah.
You're a nature person. You only think of the necessities of life. You have a lot of strength, tremendous strength, to keep the relationship going. See? And see, then what did I just say? He wanted a caretaker. He wants a caretaker.
Who?
Henry does.
Oh, that's what he wants. Oh, okay. Oh,
yep, he wants him to take care of him. Wait on him, help him, love him, be committed to him. Jeffrey wants to run wild. Jeffrey wants to have fun. He wants to play. He wants to play chess. He wants to play checkers. You know, he wants to explore the world, see things in different ways. And there's nothing wrong with that. He's still growing. It's just that he's not as laid back.
Yeah.
It's almost like his way or the highway, pretty much.
Whoa. Okay.
So see, he only has one way of thinking. that Jeffrey has many.
Yeah.
And he's very...
Okay, wow. Okay,
Does that blow
okay,
you away?
Well, yeah, and this old guy, you say there are courts. Can I ask you a very quick question if you don't have anyone holding? This old guy, his name starts with a Z. What's the deal with him? I mean, I'm not interested anymore. I mean, not at all, but just wondering.
What's his name?
Zebulun.
I'm
weird
sorry?
Name. Zebulun? It's like a French
Zebulun?
Name. I don't know. Yeah, with a Z.
Well, when you walk into a zoo, what do you feel like when you walk into a zoo?
Crazy. Too much going on.
That's what he is. He's crazy. It's like walking into a zoo.
Wow.
Wild monkeys, wild lions, wild bears. Just things flying around. That's what I see.
That's correct, yeah.
When you think of a zebra, what do you think about? Do you think of a maze? Do you think of the labyrinth? I think of the labyrinth when I think of the maze. So he has a lot of, he has labyrinth programming. So he keeps you guessing. He likes riddles. He likes to play mind games. He likes to make you think. And he wants to show you his wild side. Like, come into my zoo. I like to feel free. He's very spiritual because he has Zion programming. So he's connected to the Zions.
Yeah, he's Jewish.
That's what I was picking up, Jewish, yeah.
Yeah.
Rich, wealthy. The Jews are very knowledgeable. They have a lot of ancient history. They're very, very connected. I mean, they're very knowledgeable people, and they're wealthy. So there's a lot of wealth in his family.
Actually, he's pretty much broke. He doesn't have any money, but I don't know about his family.
He's broke because his family's, they're wealthy, but they kind of kicked him to the curb because of that wild side of his.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. No one must deal with him. And he's been... Has he been in trouble with the law, too?
Traveling?
No, has he broken the law? A lot?
Oh, I think so. I mean, he doesn't say, but I'm pretty sure he has. Yeah.
Because I feel like there's some legal issues, too, now that you just mentioned that.
I'm thinking. It wouldn't surprise me. That's the truth. Yeah.
I'm also thinking that maybe he possibly could have got into drugs or something illegal or something. I don't know. But he's street smart. He's a survivor.
Yep, exactly. Oh, my gosh. You're so good.
Driven that way. Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, I better keep, like, this guy, I shouldn't even be in touch with him. Like, I'm not, but just have him, like, far away.
Read about Zechariah in the Bible. There's a connection between him and Zechariah.
Okay.
There's a message in there for you. His ancestors go way back, and he is very spiritual, and he has a very powerful mind. He's very talented. He knows about survival. He knows about the survival of life. He wants it that way. He feels comfortable that way. He knows his family's wealthy, okay? But he likes his independence. And he don't like borrowing from other people. And he likes living street smart. He likes to feel free, like a horse in the barn. Yeah, I'm doing a lot of metaphors tonight.
No, it's very beautiful. You're right on target with the three men. Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, is there anything else that you want to know about him, or I'm trying to think of anything he's connected to?
No, I just wanted to know. I'm not like in a rush to start a new relationship or anything. It's just these new gentlemen they just showed up, and I'm just wondering. I'll just take my time, I think.
Well, let's put it this way. He's an escape artist.
Oh, the last dude.
He knows how to get out of mazes.
Oh, the Jewish one.
Mm-hmm. If you were to put him in a movie, he would solve it in one day.
Oh. Yeah, but that guy, I mean, I'm not going back with him, but I'm just asking just to know, is he a person that is right for me? I mean, I learned stuff with him while we were together, but now it's like probably.
Well, honestly, I would say no, because he's sort of a negative influence.
Yeah.
He's sort of kind of a hypnotist. Like, you got to be careful with him. He could put you in his trance and his control, his mind control. So that's part of that maze.
Yeah.
And so you don't want to be pulled in his reality. You want people to be pulled in your reality. Because you want to feel in control of the car. Because, you know, you're kind of like, I see you sitting in a car, but yet you're sitting in the passenger and he's in the front.
Huh. I see.
And he's driving you
that
around.
That
you have no control. You're just like, where are we going? You know, and he's driving all around the maze. I just see this huge maze. And that's how I see it. It's like a metaphor.
This is so funny because some weeks before I stopped seeing him, I had this dream that there were people in this house, like a party or something, and he was there. And I went outside and he came and said, where are you going? I said, I don't know, but I'm leaving. And I went into my car and I drove away. So
wow.
That reminds me, yeah. And it's also funny because I had a dream. He had a car accident, and that was the last time I was with him. I had a dream that he was walking near to this cliff, and he was holding my hand, and then he went there, and he was gonna jump, and Sorry about what I'm going to say, but I thought of the dream.
That explains I saw the car.
Yeah, and then he was holding my hand, and then I saw my vagina bleeding, and I just turned around and walked away. I mean, I was a little scared, to be honest, when I had that dream. And he had an accident. Yeah, broke
his
leg.
That's why I saw that vision. Yeah, that's why I saw that vision about the car.
Oh.
It was showing me that he was driving the car off the cliff with you in it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was near to a cliff. Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I saw.
Wow. Yeah, no, this guy, yeah, for me, at least it's bad news. And then I think he goes with too many women. I mean, I don't have
he's a game player.
Yeah. So,
and
no,
he'll drive you No. You don't want that.
No, I don't. So, yeah,
it's not good for you. You come to the curb.
Yeah, oh God, yeah. You're excellent. Yeah, you're really
Thank
good.
You.
You're really good, bud.
Well, send me an email and we'll do some healing work for you.
I appreciate, yeah, to just keep him out of my world. Yeah.
I will. Keep him out of your universal law.
Right. And I think also because when I stopped and these new guys showed up, which are, they're good people, I can tell. So I'm thinking, wow, yeah, you serve a good person, a good man, not a player.
Mm-hmm. You're kind of like me. I always see the good in people. And then I get taken advantage of, you know, because I see their light. I see the light of them, you know. And people take advantage of, I have a disability and people take advantage of that. So I'm learning more and more to take my power back. And that's what it's about.
Okay.
It's about taking your power back.
And
not only
and
do
you
take your power back, but you heal yourself as you take it back.
That's what I'm doing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you always had this, let's call it, gift of seeing, connecting with the spirit.
Yeah. I've had it since I was 16.
Oh.
And I died and I went to heaven and I came back.
Ah. Oh.
And I got to see Jesus and God and all the angels. And when I came back, I had my gift. He gave me the ability to see.
Wow.
You know, see the future, see future events. Telepathically connect with the spirit world. Speak with angels. And it's not always peaches and cream because you do see and feel and hear things. And when you're telepathic, it's hard to control.
Oh.
As the energy waves start to enhance, your ability starts to enhance. You start to see things more clear.
Wow. And how do you see the future of humankind? Because I've been reading, they said for 2017 there will be a lot of changes, like major changes for the planet.
It's going to be a major stretch in the universe. And it will shift everybody's consciousness. We are getting closer to the end of times. I can tell you that because I have been having more dreams and of Jesus. He's been coming to me more. And he told me, just a week ago, not too long ago, and he said, get ready. He said the end of times is coming. You know?
Wow.
And you will be warmed spiritually once you connect, you know. He just wants us, he's just letting me know that there is no other safe place, but, you know, your connection, you and your connection to God. But there is, I do feel like there is a huge major shift coming. And it's going to be massive. It's going to be nothing human, you know. Because these motherships are starting to show themselves more and more. And they do have a connection with these terrestrial beings from other galaxies, you know.
I've seen them in dreams. I mean, I've seen these beings that come with like cat eyes, big eyes, that the pupils are upright. And
I know the names, but I can't think of them.
Oh.
Yeah, they are real people. I've been running into a lot of the grays lately. Like, I had a gray standing at the end of my bed, and he put some type of device on my bed, and he left it behind before he left. He didn't realize that he left it, and I found it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and every time when I lock that door, I can go into the bathroom, I can go in the kitchen, and I'll go right back to my door, and it'll be right open again.
Oh.
I don't know why, but it just keeps getting that.
But that's during the night or just any time during the day?
Sometimes during the day.
Oh.
See, and I live in a very secure building, too. I live in government housing.
Oh, okay.
And so every time when I lock my door, it's always open. Doesn't matter.